We are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before the end of the narrow lines. So at this point, we've expanded Shnius probably or possibly to 7. I'm sorry, to 9. Because we added the Eishes Ach, at least according to the Gemara's thought, we added a mother's maternal brother's wife. That was that thing we said yesterday, that if the female was an erva, the contemporary was the word I'm looking for, the male
counterpart,
that's the word. The male counterpart's wife is a shnia. And the case that we included, we showed that we didn't include most cases, was the case since a person's mother's sister is an erva, the mother's maternal brother's wife is a shnia. Because it only needs one kedushin, as opposed to all the other cases, it needed two kedushins. Chalavlera Misharshi Mitusnia, Lurapapi. Misharshi from Tusnia sent to Rapapi. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us. How about the following two women? Are they shnias or not? Eishas Achi Avi Ha'av, the grandfather's brother's wife. The Achois Avi Ha'av, and the grandfather's sister. Right, the father's sister is an erva. Did they ask her a grandfather's sister? Father's brother's wife is an erva. Did they ask her a father's brother's wife? Question is, did they expand, did they make shnias for that as well? Mao, midlamata erva lamailanami gazube, since the generation under is an erva, father's sister is an erva, so father's sister is a shnia. Since the father's brother's wife is an erva, father's brother's wife is an erva. Aduma spilling dressa. It's an extra generation, and not always did they make shnia. Is there an isra shnia there or not? That's his question.
There's an erva, biblical erva goes up.
I'm sorry.
Goes up.
By certain cases, the question is by everything or only by certain cases. That's the question. Yes, we went up by a mother's mother and by a father's mother. We went up by those cases. But how about in these cases? Are we going? It's not listed in the HDS. Now we made the 8 into 9, or possibly into 9. Now the question is, do we make it 11? Are we adding these two as well? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Eishes Achi Avi Av Min Av. It's a father's brother's wife, paternally. Eishes Achi Av Min Av, Yeshla Hefstik. Right, we said a father's maternal brother has a hefstik. We said clearly that a father's maternal brother's wife is mutter. That was not a shnia. We only took it to a father's maternal brother's wife. We didn't go up the generation. Because a father's maternal brother is never nerva. It's a shnia. The lamati dido erva. Under that is an erva. Eishes Achi Av Min Av. So how about Achi Avi Av? B'chein Achois Avi Av. Be'min Av, Be'min Eim. There it's whether maternal or paternal. The Lamata Dida Erva, K'n Achois Av. So basically we're asking, are we adding two more Shnias or not? Dut Yisbalik Mitzrach Gekurva. Dut Gemara Tashima. Mahi Shnias, L'Kachosh L'Badayu. We had a bride that said, what are the Shnias? It listed 8, and it didn't say this one. So obviously they're not Shnias. If they would be Shnias, wouldn't they be listed? Dr. Gemara, that's not a raya. Ton of the Shire. The Braisa wasn't giving you a comprehensive list. It listed some of the Shnias. That doesn't mean there are any more. Now, the rule of thumb is that we don't usually leave out one thing. We leave out more than one. Braisas don't give you a list. They might not be comprehensive lists, but only if they leave out more than one. So the question is, my shire, the high shire. Is there anything else left out that we should say he left these out? Now, Tysus is bothered right away. We're leaving two things out. The whole insight is that the bride doesn't leave one out. Here we're not leaving one out, we're leaving two out. So Tysus says that these two are considered one because they're built on the same concept. Father's sister, father's sister, father's brother's wife, father's brother's wife. And therefore the Gemara does not feel that we left two out, only one out. Again, but I said it on my own. No, but that's what Taisus answers. So the Gemara's question is, my Shire the High Shire. That the Gemara Shire Shnias the Bay Rav Chiya. We're going to have a Brice on Chavetim and Aleph that lists another group of Shnias, and they're not included in this Brice. It's a Raya that the Brice did not give you a comprehensive list. So the fact that they're left out of this Brice is not an indicator at all. It's not an indicator at all that they're not usher because of Shnia. Rashi, Mahin Shnia Sprites the Ill, Shnia is Rav Chiya, Lekama Bishmaikin later in the Sugya. Yes, Avraham.
No. Especially Shnia is a whole different group, right? But if a person says the Bryce is saying a number.
So it didn't say a number, it just said what are Shnia? And it listed them.
If it would have said a number.
That's a Shaila in the Gemara elsewhere, whether a number means it's comprehensive.
So if it doesn't say a number, so then what happened? They just picked randomly certain ones?
Well, this is halacha that the Brises leave things out. It's not a comprehensive list.
So, they didn't know it?
They didn't list. They're not into the listing or thing. They gave you an idea of Shnias.
It's like saying laws. Here are the laws of...
No, it did not say that. It said give you cases of Shnias. They don't have to give you a comprehensive list.
But, so why are you telling me for any of them? Either you tell me what you know, or you don't tell me everything. You don't tell me anything. What am I gaming on the field?
This is a question throughout Shas that the Gemara always says Tana V'Shayer. You can ask this every time the Gemara says Tana V'Shayer.
And the answer is?
The Brises didn't think like you. They gave you a partial list. It enhanced your knowledge. They weren't out to give you a comprehensive list. They gave you a partial list.
This isn't like halacha. This is just.
It is halacha. It's
hypothetical.
Why is it hypothetical?
Meaning, it's not real. It's not everything. It's, you know, whatever I thought of that day.
Again, I'm not putting myself into the mind of the Tana, but there's a rule in Shas that Brises will say lists and not give you a comprehensive list. They will give you a partial list.
Yes, that's what I was saying. If it has something in common, though, Mishlema...
Again, I told you that the Gemara throughout Shas disagrees with you. The Tana V'Shayer is used 50 times in Shas, at least. It says the Brisa gave you a partial list.
It must be a common denominator.
No common denominator anything.
Or the mean ones, mean examples, rather than the...
I don't know. It gave you a partial list.
It's like a
who are the members? Who are the members of what's this show called? Beis Daniel, right? Well, you know, and you give a list of members. Do you give every member? No, you give a list of members. Not a comprehensive list.
Remember the thing you have scama if you like the example or not. What's the saying with that?
That not everything is a comprehensive list. Somebody asked you the members, you have to sit and say every member? Somebody asked me, give me shnias. So he gave you some of the shnias. Don't think about it. This is going to be used another time in this Masechta. So we're going to see this as a Shaila. A Meimer Achshir Be'eshes Echi Aviyaviv and Bechais Aviyaviv. Bechais Aviyaviv. A Meimer said those two are not Shnias. 20 blocks from now, really 19, the Gemara is going to have a Shaila about a certain relative and the Gemara will bring a Meimer in. That he said these are not Shnias. So a Meimer paskin that these are not Shnias. He didn't bring any proofs. He just said, those are not Shnias. Amalei Rav Hillel Ravashi. So Rav Hillel said to Ravashi, I have a proof against the Meimer. I saw a list from Mar Brei Dravana, from his yeshiva, of Shnias. Uksivon Shitzri Li Yisura. And it said over there, there are 16 Shnias. I saw a piece of paper from the yeshiva of Mar Brei Dravana, and it said there are 16 Shnias. It did not list them. It just said there are 16. And we had 8. We added a 9. Where do we get to 16? So my love, Tamanya the Masnisa, 8 of our Brisa, the Shis, the Bay Rav Chia. Rav Chia later on is going to list another 6. That's 14. The Hanach Tarti, and these two, Hashitzer. We'll see. Again, the Gemara is going to get there in a second. So again, the fact that Rav Marban Ravonis Yeshiva has a piece of paper saying that there are 16, we've got to get to 16. So we only have 8 in our right, and we only have 6 by Rav Chia. It's 14. We're too short. Doesn't it make sense that these are the two? Practically, all Hashitzer we have. If you're going to work that way, you should have 17. We said a mother's maternal brother's wife is usher. So it should be 17. That didn't bother us. These two extra ones can cause the chashim. Remember, like Tyson said? These two are considered one. They're very similar. Father's father's brother's wife and father's father's sister is considered one. So therefore, you have hashitzeri.
The one
I don't know the answer. I know what you're going to ask. If you're asking what I think you're going to ask, I don't know. Who decides if it looks like one or it looks like two? I can't answer that question.
The ninth one that we added in is also an and. Why don't you just say that?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I don't have an answer. I don't know why we decided that these two are more like one than ants are. I don't know.
I would think all ants would be one.
Again, I knew you were going to ask me that when you started, and I said I don't know the answer.
But even if they all turn out to be Shnius, it's still a shaila how far up you go, right?
Not on these. These would be the ones that have a hefsek. These are similar to the Rav's 3 that had a hefsek. Rav's 3 were uncles, didn't go up, it only went up by fathers, grandfathers.
The ants are all counted as 4?
I'm sorry?
The ants are considered 4 different ones?
4 different ones, yeah. 3 different ones. Because one is an erva, father's paternal brother's wife is an erva. But the bottom line is that we have a good raya. Because the bottom line is Marbar Ravana's paper said that there's 16. And the way we get to 16 is by counting these two as one, but we count them. Let me ask you a question. Rav Ashi answered Rav Hill, "You have a ksiv l'hetera. We have a samchas aleihu. What if you would have found the paper that would have said that these two are mutter? Would you have relied on that paper? Did he sign on it? Did it come from him? Came from his yeshiva? You know if he agreed to that? You wouldn't have relied on it when it said it's mutter. You would have said, how do we know who said this? So therefore, Ashkenami, the simply sure, Lar Marvin Ravon, the Chasim Alayu. You can't use this as a proof. If you wouldn't rely on it if it said Heter, that means you don't really know how authentic this paper is. Meaning, what the source is. Might not be a source that you respect. You respect Marvin Ravon. You have no idea it came from him. It came from his yeshiva. Had it said Mutter, you would have said, who says he said it? Well, if it says Usher, who said he said it? And therefore, you can't prove anything. Yes. Somebody wrote on a piece of paper that it's Usher. If that same person would have wrote Mutter, you wouldn't have relied on it. So now because it says it's Usher, you rely on it, what do you get to write? That's not a proof.
Someone wrote a stock on trying to tell the relationship, how long it would have lasted.
Again, you found the piece of paper. It was not a sign in yeshiva. It was a piece of paper that said, from his yeshiva, that said that. Could have been written by any student. Could have been somebody's not. You don't know. It might have been from Marbury Ravana. It might not have been Marbury Ravana. You tried to prove something.
Bottom line is
we don't know.
No, but bottom line is a person has this tie with a very this
woman. He should go ask his wife. You want to know how long Kula Maitza? I don't know. I don't know how we pass it. Again, I don't know. I didn't look up that law. Again, you're asking, but I said I didn't look up that law. But I don't pass it from a Gemara. I look it up in Shulchan
Aruch. Shulchan Aruch have a case where you found a piece of paper and tells, and you don't know what to do.
No, the Shulchan Aruch will tell you how halacha l'maaseh whether these two men are mutter or aser. That's what Shulchan Aruch will tell you. So instead of me deciding to speculate what the halacha is, I'd rather look it up in Shulchan Aruch. Wouldn't that be the prudent thing to do?
No, I'm talking before the Shulchan Aruch. When you had this kind of case, what would Rebbe Potsdam?
I wouldn't. I would look it up in Shulchan Aruch.
There's no Shulchan Aruch then.
So then I didn't live then, so I don't have to Potsdam then. Yes, I'm not going to say this because they asked me to Paskin. I'm not Paskining. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hanak Tarti, the Damiel Hadadi. Eshes Achi Abi Yoav, Vachois Abi Yoav, Sheitzat Achva the Av, the relatives of the dad. Lamata the two are Erva. First generation is an Erva, the second generation are similar to each other. Again, why those two are more alike than ants, I'm not sure. I mean, I can make an argument, because ants are different kinds of relationships. This is straight-up grandfather, just his brother's wife and sister. It's the same relative to the guy, just the siblings are different. By ants, it's a different kind of sibling. It's a mother's brother's maternal, mother's brother paternal. It's a different kind of sibling. It's a different kind. And then their wife. So it's like a different kind of sibling's wife. Here, it's the grandfather's different kind of sibling. Again, I don't know. I can hear it. I don't have a real good answer. That's the Gemara advice. Tana d'mei Rav Chiya. So now we go see Rav Chiya's additional six. Shlishi shebibnai u'shebibitai. That's two. A great granddaughter, meaning a grandson's daughter, and a granddaughter's daughter. The Torah answers a person's daughter, a person's granddaughter, a person's son's daughter. That's usher in the Torah. How about the next generation? Person would like to marry their great granddaughter. Torah never answered it.
Didn't we say that goes down
all the way? That was, we never talked about daughters. We talked about daughters-in-law.
No, son.
We never had any shnias that had anything to do with sons or daughters. Daughters-in-law. Sons, daughter-in-law, daughters, daughter-in-law. We never talked about daughters, daughters, daughters. We never added that.
Why wouldn't you think if it goes up all the way, it goes down all the way?
Yeah, in-law.
Again. It's not mentioned.
We had a rule
that they added mother's mother. And once they added mother's mother, they went.
The first one was that.
We don't make up our own shnia. My rule was that when they added the shnia, they added it all the way up. But they had to add the shnia. I didn't add the shnia on my own. Mother is asim midaraisa, so they added a shnia. And once they added the shniyah, it goes all the way up. Daughter is asa midaraisa. Granddaughter is asa midaraisa. Who says they added a shniyah? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. You don't know.
Why is that a shniyah? If there are banan, not if there are banan, it went all the way up.
Why is down and up have to be the same? I'll show you it's not. Granddaughter is asa midaraisa. Grandmother is not asa midaraisa. Doesn't follow exactly the same. Again, you don't know what they protected, what they didn't. You can't make this up. They didn't write a set of rules and say, make up your shnias. They specifically stated which ones were bad. The first Bryson did not talk about a great-granddaughter.
Didn't we say four go up all the way or down all the way?
It was only by daughters-in-law, as I tried to tell you before. There was no mention of daughters.
Daughters-in-law.
A son's daughter-in-law and a grandson's daughter-in-law because of his daughter-in-law, which is a derisa. We don't do that. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. We don't make up our own shnias. Even with Kal V'Chomer, we don't make up our own shnias.
There shouldn't be a shnia.
So Tysus asked Yerkasha, by the way, it's fair to say that Tysus asked Yerkasha. And Tysus answers that daughters-in-law are in the line of Yerusha because the sons inherit. So therefore, in a certain way, they are more relative than granddaughters. Great-granddaughters will never see a penny. son's daughters-in-law will get it through their husband. Son's daughter-in-law will get it through their husband.
The lineage of the
because it's a male lineage.
Yeah, wouldn't it go to his son first?
Again, so his son's daughter-in-law will get it through his son's son. When his son dies, his son's son inherits.
Well, if his son's son died, wouldn't his son get it?
Right, so therefore the daughter-in-law is in line.
No, I'm saying if his son's son gets it, and he would pass on, wouldn't the next son get it before the Kalafa?
Kalafa never inherits, but her husband inherits.
And therefore?
So therefore she's more frequent to visit. She's more in contact. The rule of Islam seems to be here. The people that inherit spend a lot more time by the people that give them the money than people that don't inherit. Money talks. The fact that they're going to inherit, their husband's going to inherit, makes them visit.
She's going to be using the money even though...
It's her husband's going to inherit, so she visits grandpa. She visits her husband's grandpa. He's the rich grandfather who's going to leave over the money.
That's why she took care of him. You know what I mean? She brought him supper every 2 years.
That's what Taisus speaks of. So therefore, that's why it's not a kavod chaver. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Shlishi shishim b'nai b'tazak trashi. Shlishi shishim b'nai b'as ben b'nai. The b'as b'nai erva. Shibba b'tai b'as ben b'tai. Shara b'as b'tai erva. B'as ben b'tai shniya. V'chein b'as ben b'nai. Shal ishtai b'as ben b'tai. The next one is, so that's two. Ushiba ben ishtai, shiba bas ishtai. Biblically speaking, you can't marry a woman and her granddaughter. How about a woman and her great-granddaughter? Not your great-granddaughter, your wife's great-granddaughter. The Torah asked her a wife's granddaughter. How about a wife's great-granddaughter?
From her son or from her daughter?
Both. That's two. And the next one is, Revi shibachama ushibachama ishtai. It's the exact same thing, except we call it a different generation. The Gemara is going to be bothered by it. And that is your wife's grandmother's mother or your wife's grandfather's, meaning your father-in-law's. You're not allowed to marry a woman and her grandmother. That's biblical. Because if you marry a woman and her grandmother, you're marrying a woman and her granddaughter. It's the opposite. It's the same thing. How about a woman's great-grandmother? Either from her father-in-law, from her father, or from her mother. And that's the other two. So he added six shniyas. Basically, the person's great-granddaughters, two, his wife's great-granddaughters, two, and his wife's great-grandmother's, two. Rashi. Talks about Rashi, Revi Shebechamav, Dar Revi Shebechamav, Hainu, Aim Chamav, Hu Dar Levi L'Ishtai V'Ishtai B'Chlau. Now, what the Gemara did here now, the Gemara's going to jump on this, and I want to explain it. Your great-granddaughter, a person's great-granddaughter was called a Shlishi. They didn't count him. They said your daughter's daughter's daughter, three generations. Your wife's daughter's daughter's daughter, we call that third generation. That means we didn't count your wife. We counted her daughter as generation one, her granddaughter as generation two, her great-granddaughter as generation three. When we got to mother-in-law, all of a sudden we said, your wife, her mother, and her mother, fourth generation. Now, when you counted the wife as one, when you counted daughters, you didn't count the wife as one. It's a number question. Why, when we counted great-granddaughters, we called it third generation, and when we counted great-grandmothers, all of a sudden it became fourth generation? Make up your mind. Is wife counted? So then it should be fourth down. And if his wife not counted, it should be three up. It's the exact same mechanism. Frek the Gemara. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Maishna L'mayla D'Kachashim L'Ishtai. Why, when we're going up, we count the wife? Maishna L'mata D'Loi Kachashim L'Ishtai. Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Now, the Gemara's Teretz is not going to make sense, and the Gemara's going to jump on it right away. L'mata D'Isur L'Av Mikayach Ishtakasi. His great-granddaughter is offered to him not because of his wife. It's because of him. So therefore, like a question, well, we don't count her as one generation. Up. The reason his wife's great-grandmother is offered is because it's his wife. So we count her as one. Lamata the Sur Lamika Abishnikati. His great granddaughter has nothing to do with his wife. So therefore like a Khashabla. So we start with his daughter. We skip his generation because it has nothing to do with his wife. It's also to him because of him. So his daughter is one. His great grandmother is because it's his wife's great grandmother. So we have to go to his wife, so we count her as one. By his great granddaughter, we don't have to go to his wife. Start with him. So we skip him and we go to the next one. Just like we skip him when we go to his wife. We don't talk about him, we talk about the first lady. First lady is his wife. By the same kid, by his own great granddaughter, there's no first lady. His first lady is his daughter. Frak the Gemara, but it's not true because we talked about his wife's great granddaughter, and there it's his wife's great granddaughter. Why isn't that four? You have to go to his wife first. There you counted it as three. Fine. You answer the question why his great granddaughter is different. How about his wife's great granddaughter? Zakti Gemara, I did the Tanish Lesha Darius Lamaita the day. Lechashva Tananami Gimel Darius Lamaita the Dova Lechashva. You're 100% right. Really, it should be counted as four. But since his great granddaughter was three, so we called his wife's great granddaughter three also. But once we went to his wife's grandmother, which didn't apply to him, so therefore we called it four. Really, we should call his wife's great granddaughter four as well. Because it's his wife, and then it's number one. Daughter is two, her granddaughter is three, her great-granddaughter is four. But since by his great-granddaughter we called it three, so we called great-granddaughters three across the board. That's what the Gemara answers. Rashi, the Trashi, Shnia, the Eim Chama Ve'Eim Chama is to Erev, Shem Bechal Isha Bas Bino Isha Bas Mita, that's a woman and her granddaughter. Ima Shnia, Maishto L'Maila, the Trashi, the Kari La'Eim Eim Chama Ve'Eim Eim Chama is to Revi, his great mother in law, his wife's great grandmother, is called the Revi. The question of the Ishtar, the Kushman of the Dari, his wife is called Generation 1. The Maishna Lamata, the Koy Lavaz Bemanoidar Shlishi, the Chasim Ishtar, the Tevi Revi. It's not called a Revi. The answer is Lad Mikayach Ishtakazi, Ella Mikayach Dedei, the Mabnoi Manusa Skinan. Right? It's his own granddaughter, not from his wife necessarily. It's his own granddaughter, it could be from a woman that he wasn't married. Period. Okay. So at the end of the day, we have our 16, 17, or 14, or 15 shniyas. 14 are pretty locked in. We have 8 and 6. We added a mother's brother's wife, so that made it 15. Question whether we added the other two as one. We don't know. We never proved it, and we left it alone. Yes, Rabbi Kuhn.
I've had an argument. Grandmother... Is that a shnir or is that a deraisa?
A shnir. Wife's grandmother is a deraisa.
His grandmother?
Is a drabanan.
His grandmother is drabanan.
Yes.
His wife's grandmother?
Is a deraisa. Isn't that strange?
Is that?
Talacha. If somebody would ask me, I would paskin that.
From the Gemara?
From the Gemara. From the Pasuk in Chumash. Says his wife's grandmother is a deraisa.
His wife's grandmother?
That his wife's grandmother is a deraisa, his own grandmother is a drabana. Do I understand it? No, but that's not halacha.
I'm glad I brought that out.
So am I.
No, I mean,
no, I'm happy you pointed it out. You pointed out something that you wouldn't say and I wouldn't say, nobody would say, but the Torah said. Somebody asked the question, by the way. Somebody did ask the question. I can look it up for you to see who it was.
He says your grandmother's
only Shania. No, you said that. I didn't say it.
No, he's trying to say something about this. You're also the interesting Rebbe. A person has a taiva for a relative more than a non-relative? Is that true, Bora?
He just says, look at the Meiri that explains the reason why Ein Imai is rabbinic and Ein Imai Shel Ishta is biblical. So the Meiri explains the reason. He doesn't bring it down. He just brings down, if you're bothered by it, see Meiri. I wonder if he brings it in the back. What? And the notes of the Masifta Gemara, he says to look at the Meiri who explains it.
My resident?
Yes.
Meiri?
Oh, here it is. He brings it over here. As people are more susceptible or more likely to live with their mother-in-law's mother than with their own mother's mother, because one is more incest, and therefore, they keep away.
Oh, that's what I said.
Right. So he says that's why the Torah asked one, and the other one the Torah didn't ask him because he didn't view it as a likely thing. This is me, not me. Yes. Yes, Rabbi.
Yeah, it's a funny question. Sometimes we look at the pasuk and we say Gzeiras HaKosuv and we don't go any further. And now you're giving a Meiri explaining what I would have thought would be Gzeiras HaKosuv.
Always love to explain things. But if we can't, we leave it alone. We always love to explain things. We want to understand it to the best of our ability. But the difference is we don't build halacha on our explanation. We explain halacha. And when we can't, we don't explain halacha. We don't let interpretations change halacha.
It still makes it, everything is Gzeiras HaKosuv anyways, even with explanation.
But we like to explain things. There's nothing wrong in understanding things.
Even though it's
There's nothing
own,
wrong in trying to figure out reasons.
Even though it's
you
our
can,
own human
can.
Logic.
There's nothing wrong in trying to figure out reasons. We're not basing our work on it. Yes, we're using our human logic. The Torah wanted us to use our human logic, as long as we work within the parameters of halacha. Listen, when a shaila comes up that's not discussed in the pasuk or in the Gemara, the Rav has to make a decision. What does he use? Human logic.
But in this case, it's a svara. It's not even a logical conclusion. I'm saying, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but it sounds like a svara rather than logic.
He's saying, trying to understand the Torah. That's all the Meiri is trying to do. Either he will or he won't, but he's trying to understand the Torah. He doesn't have to. He could say, I'm not trying to understand it, but there's nothing wrong in trying to understand it. It's not changing halacha. He's trying to understand halacha. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's the Meiri, it's correct. If I would have said it, I would just push it off myself.
If you would have said it, I would have said, perhaps. I wouldn't accept it like I accept the Meiri. Please don't take it personal. But I would have said, perhaps that's the Sura. Perhaps. I would have said, I don't know. The Meiri says it. He's an authoritative source of saying it's Sura. He's dealing with a fact. He's not trying to change the fact. He has a problem understanding the fact. So he offers a svara. You like it, you like it. You don't like it, don't like it. It still remains not well anyway.
Right.
Yes. Nothing about it. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, Shnias de Mei Rav Chia, Yesh Lam Hefzik, Ein Lam Hefzik. The Shnias of Rav Chia. Did he go all the way down? How about a great-great-granddaughter? How about a great-great-great-granddaughter? How about a great-great-great-great-mother-in-law? Does it go up or down? Or not? Toshimab? Yomer Avadav? Dalad Nashim Yeshlam Hefzik? Vesuloi? Rav says four don't go all the way up and down. Frekti Gemara Dilma Kiyomer Rav Ahimas Nisa. Rav was talking about those eight. He said four of those eight don't go up and down. The other four do. But he didn't talk about these six. Toshimab? Shlishi Ravi. The Brisa said the third generation or the fourth generation. Right? Third generation down, fourth generation up. Shlishi Ravi in Tvei Loi. It's Mashma only that far. That's the Gemara who says. Don't make me Shlishi Ve'eluch Ravi Ve'eluch. Maybe it means up and down. We don't know. And the Gemara never proves it. Rashi? Look, Rashi. Rav was talking about those eight. Who says what Rav would say about those of Rav Chiya? Tashema. The Tani B'shnei is Rav Chiya Shlishi Shabimnai Ravi Shabachamav. Third down, fourth up. B'sulai. Am Yeshlam Hefzik. And the Gemara's answer is no. Didn't say third only. It said third and on, maybe. We don't know. So at the end of the day, we didn't prove the Shiloh whether Yeshlam Hefzik or Einlam Hefzik. We don't know. I don't have any case that a guy married his wife's grandmother. It's Usher. Why would he do it? Again, you're dealing your today's culture.
I would say, going back,
usually a wife's great grandmother would be about 80 years older than him. In those days, she was probably 45 years older than him. And maybe he's Aristotle Onassis. For those who remember.
Did he pass on
you? Yeah, he did. A long time ago. Right?
Did he?
I thought I did. Maybe, you never know. People marry for money. Maybe.
I just,
what does it got to do with this Gemara?
No, I'm just trying to explain to him. He's a guy also.
He's a yet.
He spoke it at why use dedication.
I'm very happy. Don't think about it. Amalei Rabbah L'Rav Nachman. Okay, we're basically leaving the Issur of Shnias now. We finished the Sugya of Shnias. We will revisit it on Daf Mem for about an Amud, but we're basically finished with the Issur of Shnias. We've figured out all the relative charts. Amalei Rabbah L'Rav Nachman. Chazu Mar Hai Merabbanon Dasim Merabbah. Did you see this Rabbanon who came from Merabbah? He doesn't name who he is. Just says. V'yamar, and he told us, the boy of my rabba, Gazru Shnias Begerim, Allah Gazru Shnias Begerim. Halacha is, that if a ger is married to an erva as a guy, when he gets to be a yid, we don't let him stay married. If a guy, a ger married, would be a case. See, I'm being very careful because certain arayas we don't get involved in, certain arayas we do get involved in. Basically, if a guy, Gershon is Geyer, can cut in Shinaila dummy. If Geyer gets this Geyer, he has no relatives. Can he marry his sister? They both were Megayer. Biblically speaking, he can't. It's not his sister. It's not halakhically his sister. Can he marry his mom? He can. They were both Megayer, they're not related. Now, the Rabbanon don't let it. They don't let it. They don't let a person, a ger, marry a woman that, if this would have been a Jewish relationship, at least most of them, would have been forbidden. We don't let a ger do it. How about a shnia? What if a ger wants to marry his grandmother? By Rav Yidden, we don't allow it. But he's a ger. He's not really related to her. With a gzera. Do we atzur shnias by gerim? Remember, the whole Isser for Ger to marry his Erva is only rabbinic. Do you take the rabbinic Isser of a Ger marrying women that he's not allowed to marry, that a Jew wouldn't be able to marry, but he would biblically? Do you expand it to Shnias or not? That's the question. Can a Ger marry his mother's paternal brother's wife? His aunt. She's not related to him.
By Jew
would be a shnir. But if a Jew is an erva, we say no. By Jew is a shnia, we say yes. I'm sorry. By Jew is a shnia, that's the shiloh. Yes, Hirsch. I can't hear you.
What's the reason why a guy
a guy can marry most women. He has some arayas that are usher's and benayah. We're not talking now when he's a guy. We're talking about he became Jewish. He's no longer related to these women. You're going to have, I hate to say this, but I can barely hear you. This is what we're going to talk about. The question is, to what extent did they take that svara? Let's give the Gemara a chance. Start the Gemara.
Rabbi, can I ask a question before we go forward?
Yes.
The concept that the ger has no pre-existing relatives once he converts, is that deraisa? And if so, from where? Or is that rabbinic?
No, deraisa.
And where do we, how do we know that? Why do we know that that's deraisa, so this whole thing isn't a rabbinic, this whole concept isn't a rabbinic structure?
Honestly, I don't know the source of Gersh and his guy to cut in Shanai Ladami. My own fault. There is a source for that. But halachically speaking, biblically speaking, a ger has zero relatives. There is a source. I just don't know it. It's a biblical law. Conversion changes the person. He's a new person. He has no relatives. I mean, I know certain cases that I see it in the Torah, but I don't know if that's the source. The Torah talks about a person who steals from a ger, and then the ger dies. Who does he give it back to? Because a ger has no relatives. Unless he has children after he became Jewish. I don't know if that's the source, but there are sources, and my fault that I don't know, but there are sources that a ger has no relatives. Biblically speaking, he's not related to anybody.
All right. I was just asking.
However, rabbinically, we have a svara called people shouldn't say he went from a stricter holiness to a lesser holiness. He wasn't allowed to marry his mom, and all of a sudden now he can marry his mom. People say, hey, you know, these Jews are okay. So therefore we ban it, rabbinically. The question is, do we expand it to Shnius as well?
Okay.
Yes, Hirsch. Interesting kasha. This is a precious drachim that talks about it at length. Were the Yidden and Harsinai considered like Ger, then they became Mutter and their relatives. There's Raya's that not, and the question is why not? There's a precious Drachim, it's a Sefer, and he has a whole piece on that issue. No, they separate from their wives because of Tumah Tahara. It has nothing to do with relatives.
I thought there were certain relationships
that were... Again, that's the Raya. Again, I'm not going to get involved now. It's a whole piece in the Precious Drachim that elaborates at length over that Shiloh. No. Pashtas, they didn't lose their relatives. The question is, why not? Why not? Didn't they just become Jewish? Weren't they Megayer? So that's the question. When Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, were they Megayer? Or were they Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore maintained their status? It was a different kind of accepting of the Torah, as opposed to a guy who becomes a ger, who doesn't belong to the nation. They belonged to this nation before. The nation changed. They didn't change as an individual. There's so much Torah written on this. We could spend days discussing it, but that's not what we're holding up. Dr. Gemara. So, Bayim Mebarava, Gazushniyaz Begarim, Alay Gazushniyaz Begarim. Dr. Gemara, Amalay Hashta, Ma Erva Gufa, Madach and Erva, Ilav Shloyayim Rubam, Mikdusha Chamur, Likdusha Kala. If not of the fact that people would say the guy went from a stricter level to a lesser level. He wasn't allowed to be married to his mother as a guy, and all of a sudden now as a Jew he can marry his mother. So therefore, that's why they asked it. If not of that, like Gazubu Rabbana, if not of that Svara, the Rabbana wouldn't have asked it. They asked it because they didn't want people saying, hello, I thought Judaism is supposed to be holier. But Shnias, mi boy, so by Shnias, which is a step beyond, it doesn't make sense that they should answer it. Even by Erva, they wouldn't have asked it if not in the fact that people will talk. By Shnias, you don't have to worry about it. It's, you know, it's a further away relationship. Oh, yeah, 100% Shnias are permitted. Goyim only have a few Arayas, not many. Goyim only have a few Arayas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Begerim, Gazru Shnias, Shemhoya Ger Nasi, Aim Ima Yaitzi. Rashi has it that he was married to his grandmother as a guy. Do we make him divorce it?
My God's a Rabbanan. Because really, the Katan Shinai Ladami Vain Loy Korma. Don't think about it. Amar of Nachman. Gerim. Hayovi Asili Adam. Since you started talking about Gerim, name of Mumilsa. I want to say Allah. Now, over here he's going to say a very big Kiddush. And that is that a guy's maternal relatives are more related to him than a guy's paternal relatives halachically. Because the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Zermas Susim Zermasa. A guy's seed is like the seed of a horse. Which says that a guy's relationship to his son is not maternal, is an act, is a fact. Paternal, the Torah views it as, I'll use the term animalistic, it doesn't really view it as a close relative. That does not mean that a guy can marry his father's wife, or that a guy can marry his father's sister. No. But it means that when he becomes a ger, we view his paternal relatives as less related to him. They're not, nothing is related to him. But one is more shayach to him than the other. Therefore, Zucker Nachman, he can testify about a monetary case that pertains to a former paternal relative. But he can testify to a monetary case that pertains to his maternal relative. Because in the Torah's eyes, his maternal bond, even though he's cut in Shin Island, is stronger than his paternal bond. And as a guy, that's the way it is. And therefore, when we allow him now he's Kikat and Shinaila, right? So really, theoretically speaking, he can testify about anybody. But we don't allow maternal relatives because that's more stronger than paternal relatives. Let's read it in time. Can I just read it in time? Ha'ubasliya the name of Mimosa. Achim and Av lo yidu. We don't let him testify. But Mimidu edusneidu. But if for some reason Bezin accepted it, it's good. They're not related. Achim and Av midum lechatchila. By paternal, we don't even bother. We say they can even testify. Meaning, biblically, they're not related. Halachically, they're not related. By mother, we'd rather him stay away. It's a stronger bond. No, I don't think so. I think it's testifying about. Maybe you're right. What is he translated as? Testifying together? I think it's both. Testifying together and testifying about others. What does he say? Is that what he says? I'll have to look it up. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'll have to look it up. Rashi?
He says may testify together or about each other.
Or about each other. There it is.
Who's that?
Harvey's reading. What note number?
33. Citing Rashi.
Hello. The kurvas ain't begerim kurvi. The vada imahi. See, Rashi says, because we know for sure it's his mother. By a guy's father, we're not as sure. The Torah says, the seed of a guy is like hefker. It comes from the fact that we're not 100% sure who the father is, and anyway, the Torah doesn't view the father's seed by a guy to be as, I don't know what word to use. Hilka korvas av ain't a korva. Therefore, the korvas av is not a korva. So Rav Nachman was saying, basically, if they testify, it all works. The Chatzchila Bezin shouldn't allow a maternal relative to testify or two maternal brothers to testify because it is a stronger relationship. By two paternal relatives, we let him testify. We will continue Mirtashem tomorrow. Again, next week's schedule. We're going to start at 7 and go to 7:35, starting on Monday through Thursday. There's no Sunday and there's no Friday. Everybody have a wonderful day.